Well, it's certainly good to be back in White Springs for the 30th annual Florida Folk Festival. Sure is. Just plug in the mics and we'll have some tunes. I hope you've been having as good a time as I have. Wow, that sound, you sound pretty hipped up tonight. I'm going to sing a song here about a gambler. Is that mic on now? You hear that banjo? This is all about a gambler and a lady. His name was Young Wesley. There once was a gambler, and Wesley was his name. He'd ride many miles for the chance to play his game, and lifeline surrounded his eyes, so they say. Like the highways, he'd come on his way. They tell a lady who came through to rest a while, weary of the rounders as she was from the miles. On that hot, dusty day, as she watched him at his play, she thought she heard something far inside her say. Herself beside him and on the run once more, but it pained her to remember the life of darkness he once led, and so he told her of a man left lying dead. So she told him of the ghosts far from lying cold and still, of windy prairie nights and their lonely haunting chill, how she still can see the faces of the robbers who moved on, passed before her till the first sun rays of dawn. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Well, this is not the Beatles, it's just me here. We have paramedics out there just in case. I was walking around the craft area the other day, heard a bagpiper going, and a couple of guys walking around in kilts. So I got to thinking of a tune that I did last year, a song actually, and had a couple requests for it. And after seeing those two guys, I figured I may as well do it. It answers the age-old question that everybody wonders now, what does a Scotsman actually wear underneath his kilt? So this is going to dispel any, anything you might think of. This is probably worse than anything you've thought of. This is the Scotsman. Well, the Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair. One can tell by how he walked that he drank more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddly lidy o, ring di diddly I o. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Well, about that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. And one said to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath their kilt. Ring ding diddly di o, ring di diddly I o. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath their kilt. Well, they crept up on that sleeping Scotsman, quiet as can be. They lifted up his kilt about an inch so they can see. And there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddly diddly o, ring di diddly I o. Was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Well, they marveled for a moment. Then one said, we must be gone, but let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift, they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star, the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddly diddly o, ring di diddly I o. Around the bonny star, the Scots kilt did lift and show. Well, the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush, he lifts his kilt and he gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice, he says to what's before his eyes, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I've seen you won first prize. Ring, ding, diddly, diddly, o, ring, di, diddly, I, o. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I've seen you won first prize. Is it true? It is. I'll play you another traditional Scottish tune here on the mountain dulcimer. This, I guess, is about going to war. I guess they have a lot of wars over there.
Oh, will you go to Flanders, my Molly, oh?
Flanders, my Molly, line over hill and dale, me bonny Molly, you hear the captain calling, you see the sergeant crawling, and the soldiers how they're falling. Sugar candy. Oh, will you go to Flanders, my Molly? Will you go to Flanders, my Molly? To see the chief commander, me body Molly. You see the bullets flying. How they're crying, and the soldiers how they're dying, my Molly.
Thank you. Well, I've got another kind of dulcimer here with me. This is, of course, a hammer dulcimer. Probably by now many of you are familiar with them. They're gaining great popularity these days. A little explanation before I play a tune. It's a very ancient instrument to start with. Goes back thousands of years. And what it boils down to, it is a raw form of our modern-day piano. Now, with the piano, you press on keys, and they trigger little hammers inside the piano that strike the string. With the hammer dulcimer, you hold the hammer in your hand and you strike the string directly yourself. That's why they call it a hammered dulcimer. And that's kind of partly how the piano got started. I'll do a very pretty song that I learned from a hammer dulcimer player up in New York, upstate New York. His name was Paul, well, it still is, Paul Van Arsdale. And it's an original arrangement of a melody I learned off of Paul. This is called Grandpa's Waltz.
done gone.
Huh?
Time done gone.
Okay. Sorry. One saw please?
Yeah, sure. Certainly.
Okay.
Cut you up a little bit here. One final sawtune. We are trying to keep things on schedule. Stick around. The one that shakes the barley is on next for Irish tunes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sure you're not going anywhere anyway with a program like this. I'll play the old Stanley Handyman saw for you. Many of you attended my saw workshop today. I may hold another one tomorrow morning from 11 till noon over at the Azalea Gardens. And there will be some hammered dulcimer as well. So here's a tune you all know and love. I won't even have to tell you the name of it. And I hope you recognize it. Sing along!
Stay right there. Stay right there. To be joined by the wind that shakes the barley. Come on, barley. Shake. Shake that thing. Oh, sir. Good old Bill. And we want to tell you, I've forgotten that pretty girl's name. Tell me her name. Shelly. And Bill met right at a Florida Folk Festival and became a part. Oh, it was John. Oh. We all met at the Florida Folk Festival. Me a little sooner than you all.
Hello? Ah. We've kept LJ out to help us do a couple of tunes here to start off with. I'm sure you're not disappointed with that, right? And we'll start off with a set of reels. Is your mic on, Jim?
Real thing. One, two.
Now we're going to do a Carolyn song. Can you all hear all the instruments pretty well? To me it sounds funny, but I'm sure it sounds okay to you. What's really neat is I've noticed this festival, the sound people are real quick at getting everything balanced out, which is real neat. Yeah, right. So, we're going to do a pretty one now for you. Right, this is called...
Would you turn on the mic for him?
this is called Planxty George Brabazon.
Y'all ready? Oh, we're signing this.
Thank you.
We're going to have to move all these things, right?
We're going to do some quick shuffling because we got some new people to bring out.
Let's say thanks to L.J. Slavin for helping us out on the hammer dulcimer. Yeah. Beautiful sound.
Yeah.
We're going to bring out some dancers now. And you want to tell them about this? I'll tell you. From Sarasota.
We need to make some room out there for them.
Well, I thought we should just move back a little bit.
You better just move over here.
Okay. Well, it's hard to move mics with guitar in here around you. We're going to bring out some dancers now, the folk dancing, with from Sarasota. It's Cubby Whitehead. And two couples are going to do some dancing for you, and we're going to bring out the rest of our White Springs Festival Orchestra, as we want to call it here, and play a couple of folk dance tunes as soon as we move these microphones. Track of what's going on here. I'm putting this mic.
Take him long to walk out. We didn't get all the way through that tune.
Trip to Paris first?
Okay, the first dance they're going to do is one called Trip to Paris.